All right. Can you please tell me your name?
Frank.
Frank, and is that F-R-A-N-K?
Yes.
Okay. Frank, where do you most commonly gather your food?
Oh, I tend to go to Meijer's Department Store because I think it has a nice variety of food, including organic. I end up passing two or three grocery stores, some of which are in walking distance of my home, but because I don't like their policies requiring you to carry their card, and they have all this information on you, and they have very misleading prices. They'll post a certain price, and then you buy it, and you get to the checkout, and you find out it's 20% more, and then they tell you, oh, it's only that price if you carry our card, that kind of thing. I do like coming to the Outpost because I trust the quality of this food. And usually this food is a little bit more interesting than what one would find at a local big market.
Okay. So in regards to Meijer or Outpost, can you describe your journey to and from either of those places?
Okay. As I said, I already addressed that. In as much as I could walk to a local Pick and Save, I could walk to some other grocery stores. I end up getting in the car and driving past a number of grocery stores that I used to shop at because this service is so bad. You are not only made to stand in line to check out your groceries, but now they have self-checkout, and if that isn't degrading enough, they make us stand in line to use the self-checkout. They don't even have enough of those checkouts. Let's see here. And so, yeah, I usually drive, and I usually try to make a point of getting to Bayview because I do like Outposts.
Okay. Now, what food would you grow if you could?
We do have a nice-sized garden in our city lot, in our yard. But because it's a typical city lot, it's a small garden. My wife does all the gardening, although I probably would do it if she didn't. She grows tomatoes like crazy, a variety of lettuces, beans, beets, radishes. And it's really cool to have fresh tomatoes all summer long. It makes a difference.
All right, now kind of on the same track there, if you could have a bigger garden, like a dream garden, is there anything that you would add or change?
I often thought if I had a larger garden, I'd want to do corn, and I would want to experiment with a variety of vegetables. In the past, we've tried growing pumpkins and watermelons and this and that, and haven't had much luck. I think it might require a little bit more research into how to develop the soil better to accommodate pumpkins or watermelon. My wife does grow a lot of squash. If in a dream situation where we'd have a lot of space, I would like to just experiment with a lot of different vegetables.
Okay. Awesome. And when you think of trust, what is a taste or a recipe that comes to mind?
I suppose it's a hard question to answer. I think of the food I grew up with. My mother was a second generation Italian American. We grew up in what I felt was a very Italian focused culture, and she made wonderful pasta dishes, and I my wife actually makes great pasta dishes as well, as good as my mom's. And so that is always very nurturing to me.
And can you tell us about a food that is special to you and what makes that food special?
Hard to say. Again, I would say the foods I grew up with, pasta, especially Italian foods. I like simple, direct foods. The older I get, the more I like vegetables. And when you learn different ways to prepare them, for instance, I had a gathering not too long ago with a lot of people who like vegetables, and so I roasted a whole variety of vegetables, and that really is special because we really get to taste the variety of things that are offered to us in a delicious, enjoyable way.
All right, great. And is there anything else that you would like to add about your food journey?
Not really, thank you.
All right, thanks, Frank. Sure.